Amy, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me to speak.
My absolute pleasure. Now, would you be able to give us, I guess, a little insight into the situation around the course cuts at Macquarie Uni?
Yeah, absolutely. So today, the Vice-Chancellor is signing off on the largest course cuts and restructures in Macquarie Uni's history. That's really significant as well because we already have one of the most neoliberalised universities and education all the universities in Australia. So what this will mean is the complete transformation of teaching and studying at Macquarie. So the managing executive, the management board, has announced the plan to cut $125 million from the university's budget. So that involves also cutting the hiring budget and teaching budget for casuals to zero. And that means also a part of the cuts on students and courses is that all undergraduate classes with less than 50 students and postgraduate classes with less than 25 students will be facing the axe. And that is making elective units and specialised courses particularly vulnerable. So what that looks like is about two-thirds of all courses are being cut indiscriminately across all different majors and faculties. So for example, the Faculty of Arts, only 30 out of the 56 majors are going to be left. So yeah, it's just absolutely appalling. And that's just a taste. Another thing that is being cut is 600 to 1,000 staff. But appallingly, obviously the scale of these cuts is outrageous, but also that it's all being discussed and carried out behind closed doors. So any information that we've gotten has been leaked by our staff allies in the union and not actually being even an email been sent out to students about what is happening.
Yeah, well, because that's huge. Like as you said, those numbers are appalling. And in the past, Macquarie Uni's been quite well known for offering a lot of specialty courses and stuff that you you can't really get anywhere else. So, what exactly do all of these changes mean for staff, current students, and future students at Macquarie?
Yeah, well, I think it's worth starting with saying that already studying and teaching at Macquarie was pretty outrageous. As I said before, we have one of the most neoliberalised educations. So, for example, at the beginning of the year, something that we were campaigning around was the cuts to arts around the restructures associated with MQ 2020. So that looks like, I, for example, am a first-year student and I'm a full-time student and I only have one tutorial and the rest are all lectorials, which is essentially just a lecture. So it'll look like the acceleration of this process that has already been in the works for a few years. And another thing will be future students may find that their first preferences for courses just become non-existent. And not any announcement is made so that they can find out that they're non-existent. They're just not on the site anymore when they previously were. So it'll mean an axing of face-to-face learning, more stuff being pushed online, and not to do with the COVID restrictions, just to do with, the fact that they are trying to save their bottom line as much as possible.
And I mean, you just mentioned not to do with COVID restrictions or anything. What exactly has been the reasoning behind this decision by the university?
Well, first of all, when they were putting things online, we supported the online shift, but we wanted to make sure that it was a temporary thing. They refused to clarify that. And essentially we think that the shift to online is something that does not have a time limit to it, and they will just keep that and actually accelerate that more as the restrictions are back, because campus is back, two-thirds of all classes are resuming, and yet all the online shift has not shifted back. But another reasoning is that the university doesn't have the money. I think, first of all, we can call that out is absolutely ridiculous. It is a $1 billion institution. It has, a private university, the money for a bunch of capital works, infrastructure around the country, and just $1 billion in cash reserves. But second, I think we should actually reject the idea that this university should be run for profit. because, yeah, we in the campaign group and the students and staff that we're organising with definitely, yeah, agree that education should be more than just lining the pockets of the bosses, but it should actually be for the purpose of, yeah, having an education. So, yeah, we, like, yeah, one, think it's important to say that they do have the money, but two, even if they didn't have the money, the way to deal with these cuts is to not... to deal with the budget shortfall, sorry, is to not cut into staff and students.
Absolutely. And I mean, it shouldn't be a radical opinion that a university should be for education and not for profit, but apparently it is, weirdly enough. So moving on to Macquarie Students Against Uni Cuts, how is your group organised in response to these cuts?
So we've been organising a rally in response to these cuts. This rally is taking place on the 7th of October, next Wednesday at 12 p.m. outside the library. But our orientation as a campaign group is to try and get as many people behind this campaign, students and staff. And that's been our orientation for the last year of neoliberal restructures. So as I talked about before, the cuts that were associated with MQ 2020, but also last year there was a significant restructure that was the dissolving of the Human Sciences Department, and we organised a rally of 500 people. So we really want to get like as many people out as possible, not just for the purpose of actually telling management that we refuse to roll over in the face of this savage austerity being implemented. But also we want to let other students and staff know that there are a layer of people on campus that are willing to fight for their rights, fight for their education and working conditions and jobs. Because there isn't a student union, unfortunately, at Macquarie. So it's really been a matter of Macquarie Students Against Uni Cuts taking up that mantle and, organising as much as possible. So definitely the... all we've been doing this week and the weeks prior to this is, building up to an announcement actually being made and then, calling a snap action for next Wednesday.
Yeah, wicked. And really, really quickly before we go, how can people that want to get involved with Macquarie Students Against Uni Cuts get involved?
Yeah, excellent question. Well, something that we've been doing just in the week back, because we just had a two-week break, was passing, announcements and passing motions in classes. So we've already got, probably hundreds of students who have said that, we endorse the rally and we endorse this campaign that is opposing the cuts. But if people want to get involved, they should absolutely message our Facebook page, Macquarie Students Against Uni Cuts. We're doing a bunch of, building work, things like postering, leafleting, talking to students and staff. I just absolutely agree with people getting involved, because it's obviously people do not want their education and their working conditions to be attacked in a way. But what actually matters is people getting involved and going beyond just passive supporting to actually activity and getting involved. Definitely hope there's like a bunch of people who then flood the Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Amy, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's been really great talking about this.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the interview.
My pleasure.